them girls loose, loose. You'll get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide. Shotgun with motion from Mike Edwards. Hoyer with the snap. Now Hoyer will step up. Go corner the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown. Cordell Roberson made the grab to put six on the board.
That was a
MG, that's my guy.
Nathan Zagura's guy. Cordell Roberson has been from day one of practice.
That's been my guy.
Of training camp. You got your jersey, right? Your Roberson jersey?
I can't wait for that to be official. I'd love that.
He had a Roberson, and he just ripped the tee off. It's nice.
Tom Withers. Five into an eight.
Tom Withers covers the Browns, covers all of Cleveland sports in such great fashion for the Associated Press, and he is kind enough to take some time on, it was a long night for all of us covering the game, but he's bouncing back and joining us right now. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Number 83 is my guy.
Oh, it's your guy.
We'll share him. Yeah. To be fair, I'm sure you were there first day of camp for me, too. Love that guy.
And last week, number 44, Staples, is my guy, and they both flashed last night. So I'll take a little pat on the back for that one.
There you go.
So on the conversation of what we take from this game and kind of given a sense of where things are after one preseason game with this football team and a whole camp that you've watched in practice, mm-hmm. where are you on the level of, you know, excitement or encouragement or whatever the right words are? We know everybody's encouraged, but I mean, there are degrees of it. Where are you with what you saw?
I'm real encouraged by a lot of what I saw last night. You know, kind of the alliteration I would use is that the Browns looked composed, cool, and clean. They were, I was really impressed with the way the first team offense looked, particularly Brandon Weeden. I'm sure you guys have been talking about that today. Just the efficiency, the accuracy, the tempo, the breaking the huddle and getting to the line with 14 or 15 seconds left on the play clock. The ability to spread the ball around the field, the use of Deion Lewis, Jordan Cameron with a big play. So I was really excited about what I saw from the offense last night. And then defensively, I think we got what was advertised, which was it would be an aggressive front seven. They put pressure on the quarterback. They made plays, up and down the field, special teams. I mean, is there anybody on the planet faster than Travis Benjamin? I'd like to see who it is. I think there's a lot to be encouraged by, Vic. Is it just the opening game? But, yeah, you don't want to lay an egg in that. And I think as far as debuts go, boy, that's about as good as you could ask for.
Tom, you're closer to me and Gerard on the excitement spectrum and far removed from the notorious VIC.
Stay there.
We welcome you.
Far removed. These guys are just a little giddy. I'm just trying to calm them down.
You know, one of the things that we've talked about a lot on this program, and we talked with you when you were in studio with us, is the tangible changes in the offense. And you look at what mm-hmm. Weeden did last year in his first preseason game, 4 out of 10 pass plays were in the shotgun. This year, 10 out of 13 pass plays in the shotgun. And you get to see that, and you see just how much more comfortable he is. Do you get a sense that, obviously you don't expect him to go 10 of 13 for this kind of yards every time? And I know the Rams were playing a lot of defense, but what was the most critical thing that you saw from Weeden that gives you the encouragement that you have about him, other than the results, basically?
I think the decision-making, and, hey, there's no doubt that the guy has got just an unbelievably off-the-chart arm. I liked where he put the ball. We were kind of talking about it last night in the press box, and I was one of the few who thought that Greg Little probably should have brought down that ball in the corner. It was thrown to the perfect spot. Finnegan had really nice coverage on that play, but, I thought that was a play that maybe a lot of wide receivers maybe pull that ball in. So, and the throw to Lewis, Lewis makes a nice juke move on Ogletree, a rookie linebacker. Turns him out a little bit, throws the ball where it needed to be. So I just thought the decision-making and, I know there were a few groans on the first snap when it was kind of a check down and the throw out to the flat. But, hey, that's better than forcing one down the field and getting it picked off. So to me, the tangible stuff was just that, was the decision-making and just seemed to be just a composure, like I said earlier, and just an assuredness and a purpose in everything he did last night.
Now, Tom, I know you're paid to keep things in perspective and to be objective, but how did it feel to not have to have the tenor of your story and the theme be negative about the Browns?
No kidding. Well, Because of who I work for, Gerard, I did have to present a little bit of the Rams side of the spectrum, so there was a little bit of negative there. So, you know, they obviously had a big turnover, which, again, was forced by the Browns and Phil Taylor on a nice play downfield in the first quarter. And, you know, they had some breakdowns on special teams, and they weren't quite clicking. And, you know, it was pretty obvious that Jeff Fisher didn't like what he saw in the first quarter, which is why you saw Bradford and the starters out there at the beginning of the second quarter. But to your point, yeah, I mean, you want to get things rolling on the right foot. How often? And shoot, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the opener here, but, you know, this team is 1-13 in season opening games, and it's all about setting the tone, especially with a new regime and a new coaching staff and a lot of young players. But as I'm sure you guys have talked about before, and I know I've talked about you with this, is that there's a lot of talent on this team. You know, this may not necessarily have been a 5-11 team last year talent-wise, so I think there's a lot to build off of, and as I said, you know, last night was a great start.
Tom Withers from the Associated Press joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The defense had some big play moments, some that were allowed, but for the most part, turnovers being forced and just kind of buying into that mindset. And we've kind of gone around talking about the speed and impressiveness of a Barkevious Mingo. I got the sense just that he was beaming after the game, just talking with him a little bit in the locker room before his press session. You know, he knew he had done precisely what he needed to do just to set a tone, sixth overall pick, and I've got something. Those questions about is he big enough, is he this, is he that, he, both in terms of special teams and in terms of what he did as a defensive player and the look that was shown where he's out there with Paul Kruger and Jabal Sheard, how scary can that be in a regular season game?
No kidding, Vic. And you know what? That kid beams anyway. I mean, he is just – I think people are going to love him here. He just – he gets it. You know, he's just one of those polished kids that you see every once in a while. And, you know, just seeing him come off the ball, my God, he's got a burst that you just don't see. And, you know, he may be relying on that spin move a little bit right now. And I think, you know, offensive linemen are going to start to get a little more savvy. And obviously there's going to be more film on him, so he's going to have to learn a couple of new tricks. But, you know, he could really maybe be that outside specialist. And I think, you know, what the Browns have needed for so long on both sides of the ball is that one or two guys that teams have to game plan for, that teams have to be concerned every time they're ready to snap the ball, you know, where is number 51? And this kid has that potential. I mean, he's got a long way to go, but, boy, you had to be encouraged by what you saw out of him last night.
Tom, we're talking about beaming. And did you sense any beaming from Brandon Whedon after this game?
You know what? I didn't, Gerard. I sensed what I've seen all during camp, which is, hey, you know, I've got a lot more work to do. Yeah, look good, and I feel like we've made progress, and I did some good things, but I didn't do enough of them. And so I think he's being a very, you know, very good self-analyzer and critical of his own mistakes, and I think that's a real sign of maturity. And I think, well, we've talked about that before. That's a sign of a guy who wants to be the leader of the team, and a guy who wants to be the best, and a guy who wants to silence some of his critics. And
perspective.
I think sounds like a guy hanging around Vic Carucci.
Perspective. That's right. A mature perspective. But you know what else he did?
That.
He got into some coach speak too, which I not good coach speak in this sense. He was commenting on he was asked about Deion Lewis, call him a stud. You know, just the little guy who's just done this. And then he comments on Travis Benjamin, calls it sick speed that he's got. And I like that. I just the fact that he's is comfortable enough with himself that he's offering those kinds of observations.
Absolutely.
Not that he has it in the past, but Tom, didn't you pick that up too?
I did. And you know what? I really kept an eye on him even during the pregame last night. And Gerard, you know what it's like. You got to be on a team where guys not only get along, but guys are, you know, have each other's backs.
Right.
And I just like the way that Whedon is, you know, working the field a little bit and slapping hands and hitting guys on the back. And he really wants to make this work, and I think that's a sign. That's something we didn't see out of him last year. And again, that's not a knock on Brandon. I just think it was the environment that he was in last year. I think it was a, you know, toxic is probably too strong a word, but, you know, the way that whole thing went down last year with the ownership change and the coaching staff and how they seem to be scared for their jobs, I just think it trickled down into the players, and I just don't sense that now. I just sense a renewal and kind of a rebirth of everybody over there.
And I think that really sums up everything we've felt with every player who's come here in this studio with us, just the overall excitement and the feeling that it is a rebirth, and the belief that everything will be handled the right way from the top down, and they just need to focus on taking care of their business on the field and knowing and trusting that this coaching staff will put them in the positions to succeed the vast majority of the times. And a lot of the people who've called us today, and one of our big observations was just how professionally the game was run from a coaching standpoint, game management standpoint.
Yeah.
And just talk a little bit about that and what a departure it is from what we've seen on the sidelines for the Cleveland Browns in the past.
Well, yeah, and this is not a knock on previous, coaching staffs or what have you, but, and you guys have talked this endlessly. Ray Horton and Norv Turner are huge difference makers, and they just put a first-year head coach at ease and allow him to do his job. And he's not, worried about what play has to get in, and he has a confidence that it's going to be the right play that's called, and there's not any second guessing going on, and there's just a crispness to the whole organization right now. So, hey, it's early, and we don't want to get too far in front of our skis or anything here, but there's a lot to be really excited about after last night. And the one thing I did learn that I didn't know going into last night is that Jerod Cherry's a left-hander. So that's,
yay,
that was a
revelation. And he made a good accounting of himself out there.
Yeah,
on the
he did
field
okay.
With those Steve Young-like passes out there, Jerod. I like that.
Appreciate that.
Lefties on the show.
Let me ask you this, though. One thing, and this is going to make Vic smile. One thing that I'm still concerned about is that the run blocking, especially when the Browns try to run up the middle. In camp, they have had zero success. Last night, they had zero success. Last year, Trent Richardson averaged getting hit 1.6 yards after taking the ball, which was in the bottom 25% of the league. So they thought they did a great job pass blocking. But that run blocking, that push, especially on the interior, I thought it was a little bit lacking last night.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, it's a unit that, it's undergoing some changes. You don't have maybe your first unit out there right now. LaVau didn't play last night. I'm not really that worried about that. And you know what? I think the pile moves a little more forward when number 33 is out there as well. So I wouldn't be too concerned about that. And I also think, as the evolution of this passing offense continues, you're going to find gaps there that don't exist maybe right now. So, it's a matter of, getting the tight end involved, spreading the field out by throwing the ball to your backs. And I think those running lanes will be there, so I'm not too concerned about that.
Tom, you've been around Rob Chudzinski a while, going back to his days as an assistant coach here, an offensive coordinator here. And the guy I saw last night, because we all look for signs, and I think it was angles that some people reporting on the game were looking for, his first outing as a head coach in the NFL, and that how is he going to be different about that? And what struck me was how much the same Rob was in that role. And just that you didn't see anything different about the guy. And I think I'm saying this as a compliment. I think the fact that he just maintains a real even-keeled thing. Now, I know it's that too is early, and the moods can change and everything as you get into the regular season and the games count, et cetera, et cetera. But I saw something from him where the fact that he doesn't wear it all on his sleeve, that he keeps an even tone about everything, even when he's excited, you get the point that he likes things and he says that well.
Yeah.
And he does. It's not a negative tone, but it's just an even tone. And I think that's what a head coach needs to be. And also that trust that he has in those assistant coaches, that comes off when you talk with him too.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Vic. And I think people are, is he a rookie head coach? Yeah, but I mean, Rob Chudzinski, it's not his first rodeo either. And he's been in plenty of big games. I mean, the guy played at the U. Let's not forget that. I mean, he knows he was a pretty good football player. He's been around a lot of good coaches. I think Rob Chudzinski's also a guy who's, has enough humility to know that he doesn't know everything, which, again, is why Norv Turner and Ray Horton are just huge assets to this team and this organization right now. So, yeah, I'm really liking the growth that I've seen in Rob just across the board. And he's got a calmness and a way about him. And in talking to some of the players, they really like the way he handles himself behind the scenes. He played at a high enough level that he knows what these guys are going through. And he knows he's got a certain temperament and a way of, coddling guys when he needs to and being stern and tough when he needs to. And, we're all still waiting for, and last night I even thought that we would hear him be more complimentary of Brandon Whedon, and he really wasn't. I mean, he said, a few things that were praiseworthy, which is that, he was out there and he did a good job, and his job is to lead us on drives, and he was a big part of that. But you didn't hear him – you know, overly gushing about Whedon or anybody else. And I think that's a good sign for a young coach at this point.
Tom, thank you so much for stopping by with us here. Always enjoy your perspective. And I like that you are a little bit more on the enthusiastic side.
But tempered. Yeah,
stay
tempered
that way.
Perspective.
Yeah, we enjoy that. But listen, there is
so
a
the professional
reason
journalist's
to be...
perspective. And that's why I love you, Tom.
That was a shot. That was a shot from Mr. Carucci right there. That was a shot.
Yeah. We are calling him the curmudgeon.
I'll give as good as I get.
Well, thanks so much, Tom. We look forward to talking to you again as we continue here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 KNR. We can still check in with you. You can call us up, give your Friday morning quarterback reaction to the Browns' victory over the St. Louis Rams, and Brandon Whedon looking very sharp in that game. 216-578-0850, the way to do it. NZJC, the notorious VIC, back with you on CBD. Those days are gone.